Ang Gondwana Children's Choir ng Australia ay lumilibot sa Europa at kasama sa mga highlight ang pagtatanghal kasama ng kilala sa mundo na Vienna Boys Choir sa kanilang sariling bayan. Sa ulat na ito, alamin natin kung paano kapag ang dalawang lubos na magkaibang kultura ay nagsama sa iisang entablado. Sa ulat ni Carrie Skyring na nasa Vienna na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Taas na mga boses ng Vienna Boys Choir. Binuo 500 taon na ang nakalipas, ang koro ngayon ay naglalakbay sa buong mundo sa pagtatanghal ng musika ng mga dakilang kompositor mula sa kanluran. Ngunit sa araw na ito, kasama nila sa entablado ang koro na nasa kanilang unang pagbiyahe sa labas ng kanilang bansa. Nagtatanghal ng mga awitin mula sa isang sinaunang kultura, ang Gondwana National Indigenous Children's Choir. Ang paglilibot ay nagdala sa mga bata mula sa kanilang mga tahanan sa North Queensland at sa Torres Strait hanggang sa Alemanya, Slovenia, at ngayon, sa sariling concert hall ng Vienna Boys Choir. Si Lynn Williams ang siyang nagtatag.
Well, they came over with the distinct idea that they were going to share their culture. And I think they've realized, you know, the great richness of culture all over the world and that to share means that you're taking in other people's culture and then giving yours back. So I think it's that sense of this incredible cultural heritage on both sides.
Layunin ng serye ng konsyerto na pagsamahin ang dalawang mayayamang kultura, ito ay ayon kay Professor Gerald Wirt, Artistic Director ng Vienna Boys Choir.
And for our children, it's great to listen to music they have never sung before in their life and even have a chance to learn it. It's a great experience. It makes them aware, especially our children in Vienna, what else there is in the world. And it's a very good and the greatest reason actually to talk about the culture of the Aborigine people in Australia and the Torres Strait people.
Ang dalawang koro ay nagbigay ng magkahiwalay na pagtatanghal bago sumama ang Vienna Boys sa mga batang Gondwana para sa awitin at sayaw. Ayon kay Lynn Williams, ang kanilang mga pagsasanay o rehearsals ay punong-puno ng saya.
Oh, they thought it was great fun. We have these fun island songs, and of course island songs on the whole can't be done without dance. So they had to all learn the dance. I have to say, as boys anywhere in the world, sort of, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old boys, coordinating your mouth and your feet and your hands can sometimes be a challenge, but it was fun.
Ayon pa kay Lynn, sa bandang hulihan ng taong ito, ang Vienna Boys ay magtutungo sa Australia, magtatanghal sa Sydney at maglalakbay patungong Cairns. Para sa panibagong pagkakaibigan, aawit at sasayaw sa tropical na hilaga. Inamin ni Gerald Wirt, ito ay hindi madaling maisagawa.
I guess the biggest difficulty is the distance. Of course, it's far away and it takes a lot of money. And I think this is one of the reasons why there is not a lot of interaction between Australian indigenous people and European people. So this is very rare and we feel very special to be allowed to be involved in such an endeavor.
Nagpalakpakan ang mga manonood habang umaawit ang mga koro tungo sa isang standing ovation. Binanggit ni Georgiana mula sa Gondwana Choir ang tungkol sa musikal na kultura ng Vienna Boys Choir.
It's really professional, I guess. We have a more islander voice, I guess, and there's some more opera.
And what's the impression that you want to leave behind from the Gondwana Choir?
That we're proud to share our culture with others.
Ayon naman kay Sienna, siya ay medyo kinakabahan bago ang konsyertong ito. Ngunit sa huli,
we sung our hearts out because it was just like the end of it. We might as well give it our all since it's the end. And since all these lovely people came to see us perform and dance and do our island songs and perform with the boys, might as well give it all we got.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.